Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. So grateful that you have decided to spend your driving home day with us on this Monday, the 20th day of October 2014. Where has this month gone anyway? With us in studio is our friend Lori Day. Lori is a principal of Focus First. It's a business that specializes in career coaching, public relations, business innovation. She helps businesses succeed. And we're going to be talking about the National Association of Women-Owned Businesses, particularly the Iowa chapter and what they've got in store for so many of us. Welcome back to the broadcast, Lori. Good to see you.
Thanks, Michael. Great to see you too.
So, wow. We talked about this offline and we may as well bring it up again because this is the driver, I think. It really is. The American Express Open has done several surveys about businesses in the United States, and Iowa, sadly, is at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to support of women-owned businesses. Now, that having been said, there's work that's being done within the state of Iowa to attempt to rectify that, mostly, interestingly enough, by women-owned businesses, which have a stake in this. Talk about that for just a second.
Well, as co-president of NABO, again, National Association of Women Business Owners, the Central Iowa chapter, we recognized that there was a need and an opportunity for us to step into that place as an association and showcase women business owners. NABO Central Iowa was formed actually in 1986, and we are in the process of expanding from NABO Central Iowa to NABO Iowa. We recognize that there are 69,000 women-owned businesses across the state of Iowa of all sizes, stages, and some of those are second and third generation businesses. Others are the startup entrepreneur. But we recognize that NABO has a role to play in helping strengthen those businesses.
And it does have a place at the table because obviously people will hopefully pay attention to some of the ramifications of not supporting
Absolutely.
Women-owned businesses. How do you hope to push the envelope when it comes to Iowa's dead last ranking in the American Express Open? And how do you hope to rectify this and move it forward?
Well, we think one thing we can do is showcase women business owners and also help showcase the great value that they bring to that entrepreneurship marketplace. For example, with NABO, we are the fastest growing chapter in the United States. We had 90% growth last year, 90. We earned a national award at the recent conference. But more importantly, we're committed to the mission. And the mission of NABO is to help women business owners create wealth
and
for the business.
And I suspect that happens through internal communication, through
yes.
education,
yes.
through awareness, those types of things. What are you doing, if anything, on the legislative front to say, hey?
Well, a couple of things. We've got, with public policy, we're stepping back as an Iowa chapter and just evaluate the state of Iowa. What should our public policy position be? We're also working with some key stakeholders here in addition to working with NABO at a national level.
Mm-hmm.
We've had communication with the lieutenant governor and with other officials, and right now we're framing what our public policy position will be. Second from that is we do monthly programs. The third Thursday of each month, we've got programs for women business owners. Third thing is we are launching the first annual awards luncheon and celebration of women business owners. That's October 30th at Glen Oaks in West Des Moines.
That's like 10 days.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
We will sell out. Tomorrow noon is the last time to register.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got phenomenal support for that. We've got three award winners or award honorees this year. We've got the NABO Member of the Year is going to Dr. Christy Hegsted.
Sure.
And she
founded. Christy's been with us a couple of times here on the News Hour.
So Dr. Hegsted, she owns Matt Professional Development Incorporated. Our Member Advocate of the Year is Deb Duncan, and Deb is with the Iowa Small Business Development Centers. Both of these individuals are amazing as far as their long-term commitment to advancing women business owners and advancing NABO. What we're especially excited to announce is NABO's Hall of Fame for Women Business Owners. We really think that it's appropriate for us to understand the lifetime contributions, legacy kind of contributions of some women business owners. So this is the first time that this honor has been given in the state of Iowa.
This is the first one, huh?
The very first.
In the state of Iowa.
In the state of Iowa. And, of course, the appropriate person is for Connie Weimer.
Connie has long been a stalwart. And kind of in a pioneer at that, not only in women-owned businesses, but also in the way that she goes about her philanthropy, which is outstanding, as well as her business acumen when it came back to saying, okay, I want to step back into this role, even after stepping out and coming back and with the business record. And she's done a phenomenal job.
She really is remarkable in all of the contributions she's made across the state, across the community. And, of course, one of the things that she has launched is Lift Iowa, and that is reaching women business owners and women leaders across the state.
Yeah, so she was in our studio a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about a project that she is firmly established with, and that's the Broad Lawns Mental Health Project that's been going on and attempting to boost awareness as well as raise funds to better deliver mental health care. So, yeah, Connie Weimer, what a great person to receive the first ever.
Absolutely far-reaching contributions.
So we talk about the effort with NABO to work within its membership, exterior to its membership, trying to figure out what the legislative agenda is going to be, and now reaching out to some pioneers in the form of Connie and some other broad-based individuals. What kinds of programs are you most proud of with regard to, and you're also expanding from just central Iowa to cover the entire state. That's huge, by the way.
Yes.
Because that will offer you more voice from other corners of the state. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And some of the issues and complexities differ as you reach some of the rural areas and even other metro areas. So we've spent 2 years assessing what will that mean to be NABO Iowa, what is our responsibility, and how do we enrich those businesses and business owners.
You know, one of the often overlooked segments of society out there that is run oftentimes by women is in the agricultural community. Farms around the state of Iowa have a great degree of input, if not direct control, from female owners. And I think that's something that misses the mark oftentimes. People just don't think of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, guys in seed corn hats and bib overalls, but no, not necessarily.
Exactly. Well, and there are all kinds of segments where people may not think of themselves as a business owner. So whether they're a physician, dentist, attorney, a realtor, many practices.
Well,
hopefully
through your leadership and the leadership of this organization, we'll catch the ear of some legislators in the coming years and say, all right, all you have to do is really put some teeth into a law that already exists on the books, and then maybe we can move forward and at least get off a dead last.
Absolutely. Well, we think that those are the right numbers. The 51, we'd like to reverse that to be 15 and then start moving it to 5 and then to 1.
Yeah. So. And because it is a detriment to our state when you say, okay, look, 51% of the population. However, studies have also shown, and you know this, Lori Day is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, Iowa chapter. And when we put women in the boardroom, wherever that boardroom happens to be, things tend to get done.
Absolutely. The data is very, very clear. Yeah. Those organizations will consistently outperform in every financial metric.
And for those of you who doubt what we say, if you're married, you know who really does say yes. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Appreciate it. Lori Day, ladies and gentlemen, talking about women business owners in the state of Iowa, some new things coming up, and their annual event that's happening on the 30th out at Glen Oaks. We're going to step aside now for the Wall Street Journal report. We've got the stocks of local interest, the agribusiness report, all that ahead of Brian Martin, who we're going to be talking about interviewing skills. You're out for a job interview. What kind of skills should you have? We'll talk with Brian from Merit Resources yet this half hour. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.